This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The World Cup is underway in Brazil, and the result of the opening match was unsurprising. Brazil topped feisty Croatia 3-1. Joining me from Brazil is Roger Bennett, ESPN soccer gent and co-host of Men in Blazers. Roger, the host country is off to a good start, so good for everybody except Croatia, right?
It was a good start, was a little surprising. Croatia took the lead, and it was unclear who the best performer on the night was, whether it was Neymar, the talismanic little number 10 who plays for Brazil, or Japanese referee Yuichi Nishimura, who awarded, let's say, a slightly dodgy penalty that left the Croatians fuming. There's no point in playing this. If FIFA want Brazil to win so badly, they should just give them the trophy right here, right now.
Let us jump to Group G, wherein reside Germany, Portugal, Ghana, and the U.S., all of which begin play on Monday. If the U.S. can't get a result against Ghana, will they have any shot of getting beyond group play?
Absolutely. Group G, it is an unbelievably difficult hand that's been handed to this team. They're not just playing three incredible teams, they're also travelling over 10,000 miles in between games and playing in ecosystems that range from microwave oven to heart of darkness. But this is going to be a group where each team will take points off each other. And I have to tell you, this US team is well organized. Coach Jurgen Klinsmann has an incredibly motivated, and they believe they're going to take points off teams who won't want to play them as much as US fear the mighty Portugal, Germany, and Ghana, who've knocked them out of both of the tournaments. I believe they will get a result in that first game.
There is a historical tendency for European teams to come up short in World Cups played in the Americas. And the last time I checked, Germany and Portugal were located in Europe, whereas the U.S. was not. So perhaps that will work to the U.S. team's advantage?
You know, it's a very funny statistic. There honestly have not been that many World Cups that have been played in South America. So it's much banded around, but I think it means nothing. It's going to be a World Cup that will be won by the squad that has the deepest bench, the most athletic players, and the ability to be tactically flexible. And you look at the German squad, and you look at this Spanish squad, who have the ability, if they go back-to-back World Cup, the first time since 1962, throw in the two Euro championships they've won, it would be their fourth major title in a run. And you're looking at a kind of dynasty that's Boston Celtics 1950-1960. It's that enormous.
Argentina star Lionel Messi is considered to be at the top of his game, Roger, but the pressure on him and on his team must be almost as great as the pressure Brazil is facing.
The knock on him is that he's undoubtedly, over the past 10 years, the world's best player. Barcelona have wobbled this season. He's had a stop-start season, niggled by injuries. Ronaldo trumped him with the Player of the Year award, and he's never really done it in an Argentinian shirt. Last time he was stymied by Maradona's tactics, Diego Maradona, who was Rob Ford before there was a Rob Ford. But this time they've made him the star of the team. He's a fulcrum of an attacking team. There's defensive questions. They have a very forgiving opening round group. They don't have to travel much. If Argentina do win the World Cup in Brazil, a heated rival, it may just be the end of history.
Roger, it sounds as if you're very keen on Spain and Germany. Who else do you think we're likely to see in the semifinals?
I'm very bullish about the United States. I've followed them for the past 100 days, making the behind-the-scenes documentary for ESPN. So my heart, a dream, I've had a recurring dream for the past 6 months of Clint Dempsey lifting the trophy July 13th at the Maracana. Failing that, I have to say, my dreams could be shattered, but rationally, if I had to make a pick, I would go Lionel Messi in Argentina. The one thing I can say for sure, Bill, anybody but England.
ESPN soccer gent Roger Bennett is also the host of Men in Blazers. Roger, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on, Bill.